What's going on, everybody? It's the Burn Down.
Back, baby.
We're back for another episode. Today, we got a good one for you. Going to show you all the appreciation. We're getting a lot of goodies.
Lots.
Everybody.
Lots of goodies.
Sending us stuff. Just send.
Thank you.
Just going to send it.
Thank you so much, because we kindly appreciate this stuff. Doesn't go unnoticed. And kidding me?
How did you just walk over that, just going to send it without even acknowledging it?
Because you said it about 3 or 4 times already. Just gonna send it. How's it feel? Get blown over, huh? Trying to show, you know, I talk about SpongeBob SquarePants, Ravioli, Ravioli, give me the formioli.
Dude, it was like 5 episodes ago.
Well, I don't forget it.
People don't forget.
Heroes get remembered. Legends never die.
Amen, brother.
I'm Eric.
I'm Justin.
And it's the Burn Down, so... Let's just get it started, man. Let's just do it. What's the point of this right now? You know, we want to show our appreciation for everyone out there who's been supporting us, and people are going above and beyond, sending us kind gifts. I mean, today's smoke and drink is brought to you by our man John, aka Bourbon 007.
Hell yeah! You want me to go up there and show him?
Yeah, show him what we got, man. Show him what we got. He gave us. Some Old Forster, I think it's 100 rye. He said it's hot off the streets, hot off the press. People have been raving about it, so he wants us to drink it and let him know how it is. So we're excited. So thank you, John. And then he sent us, what do we got? Those Liga Privada Drew Estate Undercrown or Sun Grown, which I never had. I've had the Sun Grown or haven't had the Sun Grown. I've had the Underground and the Shade. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited to smoke these. Have you ever tried these before?
I have. Yeah, so this is the Undercrown. I've smoked all 3 of them. There was the Maduro, the Shade, and the Sun Grown.
Mm.
My favorite size is the Flying Pig.
Flying Pig.
I love the size. It's beautiful. But backstory about the Undercrown, for anybody that doesn't know, I always like to tell this because I find it very interesting.
Tell them.
Is that it was the number 9. So they had the number 9. They had the blend for the number 9, and what happened was people were smoking them, or the rollers were smoking too much of them, so they were, instead of selling them, they're smoking too much, so they started running low on a supply. They said, you can't smoke them anymore. So a couple of the rollers kind of tweaked it a little bit, took a couple of leaves out, put some different ones in there, and that became the Undercrown.
I actually knew that story. It's the poor man's Liga Privada, if you will.
So it tastes very similar to it. Now, the number 9 is a little bit... I find the number 9 better.
So do I.
But that's kind of the story behind it. Or at least that's what I've
Number 9 is one of my heard. Favorite. One of my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Top 3. I know my father loves the Undercrown Shade. That's like his favorite cigar.
That's a good one. That's a good like a golfing or a morning smoke. Because it's still got...
It's Connecticut wrapper.
Yeah, but it has a medium blend on it.
Exactly.
Well, the strength of the blend is medium.
So I'm excited for these... Sun Growns, and I'm excited for this freaking new whiskey that just came out. So,
dude.
John, Bourbon 007, thank you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Who else
we got, man?
I mean, not this episode, but the first couple minutes, we want to shout some people out. You got some gifts that
I didn't
even know about.
So, I think they're over there. So, what do we got here? Okay, so this was... our friend Patrick.
I got one too, apparently. This is a good surprise.
Yeah, so his Instagram tag is p.mcc73, okay. I believe. And we're going to put it up on the screen. But he had sent us...
Yetis, bro. Yetis.
First of all, Yetis. I don't know if you guys know about Yeti, or if you
If you don't know about Yeti, you've been living under a rock.
Yeah. Yetis are fantastic. My brother-in-law actually had a Yeti cooler. It had the ice in there for like a week, and it was still ice. It's
legit.
Unbelievable.
Too legit to quit.
Patrick also sent us, so it started, it came about, I was smoking an LFD, and he had asked if I had had the 2000 series, and I said, no, I didn't. So he said he was going to send some to me, and then we started doing this podcast, so he sent us 2. The LFD 2000 series, I don't know if you want to get up there.
Get up
off your ass.
I don't even know what these are. I haven't even heard of the LFD 2000.
And had also sent us these Yeti tumblers. Rambler 20-ounce tumbler. Keeps your drink as cold as science allows. Love it. Or it says as cold, but it could also be good for coffee. So
keep your coffee hot, keep your beer cold.
So, Patrick, thank you very much for that. We will be smoking these on a future episode.
No doubt.
Put those in the humidor. Better believe that.
Let them marinate.
You'll let them marinate. You gotta let them marinate.
And then this is also super nice. I'm excited to talk about this. Well, you talk about it. I want to just play with it.
Just play with it?
Yeah, just play with it a little bit.
Once is fine. Twice is okay. Three times, just play with it.
Come on, man.
Wow. Our friend, Jeffrey, from McCullen Woodworks.
Big Jeff from Texas.
Designs or makes these, designs and makes, I guess, these beautiful, beautiful
I'm
pens.
Going I'm going up there right now.
I want to take a mine too. So these pens, he has an Instagram page that we'll link as well. It's McCullen Woodworks, McCullen 2Cs. So he makes these pens where he takes cigar labels, and it works better when you have two labels, like a double band. As you can see with these Arturo Fuentes, we have the Opus X 20-year, and we have, I believe it's the Destino Siglo. And he turns them into pens. Beautiful pens. Absolutely gorgeous. They have such a nice weight to it. I've already written some notes down with it. And the feel of the pen is fantastic. I am super blown away by these. I cannot wait to just show this to everybody. I mean, being in sales, I take notes all the time with every customer I meet. And you best believe I'm going to have this with me.
The weight on it, it's just...
It's beautiful.
It's girthy, man. Yeah. Love it. Love the girth.
So he has two different types of pens. Wow. He has these that are the two-piece with the pack, and I believe he has another one that's just the twist pen. And it's just, it's the craftsmanship is absolutely...
On point.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So I'm definitely going to try to have some more made because I have plenty of bands.
I'm already ahead of you, man. Spoiler alert if my pops is listening because I got one for his birthday.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Put it up. Spoiler alert. Don't watch
spoiler
this.
Spoiler alert.
So, I mean...
I can't get over the weight. It feels like a... You know how you get some pens and they just... They really... Like, it looks like a good pen. We pick it up, and you can tell it's a cheap made. You pick it up.
You're using some heavy documents with that pen.
Yeah, this is like you're signing away. You're signing buying a
house. Like $1 million life insurance statement or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's how I look at it.
Signing future autographs of the burn down.
Oh, what? You kidding me?
You're kidding me.
So, again, thank you, everybody, who just giving us positive feedback, who just keeps giving us gifts. You know, it's very overwhelming, and we're very humbled by it. So, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. So what we're going to do now is cut it, light it, pour it, drink it, spark it.
All that good all right. stuff. All right. that jazz.
So quick break, and we'll be right back.
Be right back. Feeling good, brother?
I'm feeling great, brother.
You. All right. So I must say, first and foremost, Jindani, here you go.
Salud.
Because, let me tell you why.
Oh my goodness. Look at the legs on that fucker.
Bad boy is smoother than a baby's bottom. Dude, that had no...
That's nice.
That went right down.
That's nice.
That's nice. But let me tell you guys a little something about why I keep saying we're not cheering in the beginning before we drink and it's bad luck. Let me give you some examples of the bad luck we've been getting.
Ah! Sorry.
Sound funny.
I'm sorry.
So, first episode of bad luck when we didn't cheers, we lost the audio for one episode and we had to redo it. Redo the whole audio, had to reshoot the whole thing. That was the first case of bad luck. It was okay. It was manageable. Now... This is the punchline. This is the knockout. This is why we have to cheers every time before we drink.
Didn't we have a second thing in there before? We lost the audio. Wasn't there a first mix-up?
I don't know. You got something?
I thought there was like a third time's a charm is about what you're...
No.
I don't know.
I'm going to say third time's not going to be the charm, so we got to get our act together.
All right. So tell them what happened.
We haven't been cheering in the beginning. And my phone fell in the damn pool and broke. And we had an episode on that.
So if you guys don't know, we're filming in my pool house, okay? And we talked about this in our first episode. It's kind of makeshift. Little piece by piece, we're starting to get some stuff going. But on the other side of the camera is my pool. And we had filmed an episode, went through the entire episode. It was a great episode. Might be a bonus.
The phone, there's a guy. I know a guy.
You know a guy?
I've been out of commission for about a week or so with this phone.
I know a guy.
And finally, I found a guy. He says, hey, I might be able to bring back your phone to life. So I said, what? Deal. Yeah. So if he can somehow bring my phone that's been dead for over a week now. I did it all. I tried it in rice. I did everything. It's dead.
Bruh. He brings that bitch back?
That's like Tupac coming back to life or something. Because I can't deal with this little phone. I can't do my daily dues, my pictures. I can't do all this stuff with this POS. So that's why we need to cheers every time before we drink because bad luck really does happen.
That was...
All right? That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah, so the pool's right behind the camera. If you guys were filming, you could take three steps back and you'd be in the pool. And I don't know what happened. He got the whole episode done. Ed was going on like...
I'll tell you what happened.
Did you have something on your hands? Like, why'd you go to the...
I had a little bit of cigar left and I wanted to put it out. So I had a little bit of stuff left in my cup. Tried to put it out. Didn't work. And I said, let me just bend over and hit some water on my hand into the cigar. And it fell out right in my pocket. And then I just watched it slide down into the deep end. It was like watching my child drown. And I wanted to jump in. I was like, well, I'm in a suit. I can't do it. So...
Dude, you got undressed faster than if your girlfriend was laying butt-ass naked on your bed.
So wish me luck. So
you got undressed. You were going to jump in with your full suit on.
I just should have done it because it's just water. I could have stuck it to the dry cleaner.
Or just take your jacket off and just...
Hesitated. So hopefully my man...
Well, we got it out. The sad part, we got it out. It was only down there for maybe a minute.
We did.
You know, and apparently they're
minute
resistant.
Minute too long.
Yeah, whatever.
So
hopefully we get it back. Let's... everybody... Keep your fingers crossed. Say a prayer. Do what you got to do.
If not, there'll be a bonus audio episode.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes, thank you.
So we can do a bonus audio episode. Yeah. It was a good episode. So if we can't salvage a video, at least you get the audio.
Which means if you want to find that episode, if you want to listen to it, you got to head over to the podcast and can't watch it on YouTube because it may not be on YouTube.
Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio.
And you can go straight to our Podbean if you want to.
Podbean.
Yeah.
Psst, kidding me?
But we'll see what happens, man.
So, and before I forget, shout out to my little brother who turns 25 today, Tyler.
Here's another one for you.
Here's to you, big fella.
Salud.
Love it. So let's get into it, baby.
Let's get into it. Do's and don'ts.
Tell them.
All right. So what we want to talk about today is some of the do's and some of the don'ts in the cigar world. Whether it be lighting a cigar, cutting a cigar, in the cigar lounge, you name it. We're going to try to touch on that. There's some do's, there's some don'ts. Some hashtag rookie moves that you don't want to do.
Hashtag rookie move. And let me just put a disclaimer out there. It's a free country. You do whatever you want and you please with your cigar. No one tells you how to get dressed. Yeah. No one tells you how to dip your Oreos in milk. We just want to recommend some things.
Yeah, I mean, you bought it. You can do whatever the hell you want with it.
Exactly. So don't say, oh, look at these guys telling me what to do. Nah, we're not saying that. Just some friendly advice.
Exactly. Some friendly advice. So we wrote down a couple of topics.
Yeah, bring it out. We want to make sure we're prepared.
And we're going to see what we got. So.
Lead it off.
Let me tell you what I got down here, all right? First off, cutting a cigar. So, a couple different ways that you can cut a cigar, right? You could do a straight cut. You could do a V cut. You could do a punch. You could do the X cut.
If you really want to get crazy, you do a crown cut, which I never done. I don't see why you do it.
Is that the triple V?
Well, yeah. You do the V cut one way and the V cut the other way.
Oh, I call that the X cut.
Oh, the X?
Yeah, crown cut.
Yeah.
Okay, I like crown cut better, actually. I haven't heard crown cut.
I never had it. I never really seen a reason to do it, but maybe one day when I'm feeling a little crazy.
Well, piece of advice for if you're going to try it, you can only do it with a larger ring because of the fact that you're cutting it twice.
Exactly.
Just like a V-cut, you can only do it with a larger ring. You can't really do it with a Lancero. You can't really punch a Lancero either because depending on how small your punch is. So just straight cut those. I typically go with straight cut the whole way. It's just my
straight
thing.
Cut all day. Every once in a while, I'll do a V-cut.
However,
let them know
the proper way to cut the cigar is you want to cut it above the shoulder. So what is the shoulder of a cigar?
Should I go show him that over there?
Yeah, show him. Do you have a nice... I have a nice cap on here. Is yours a nice cap?
I think mine's better.
Then go show him. get off your ass and go show. So there's what's called the shoulder. Now you can see the line on the cap of the cigar, right? So when they put the cap on a cigar, that's what's called the head of your cigar. Where that line is, is the shoulder. Think about it like a person. You have the head, you have the shoulders, and the bottom where you light is the foot. You want to cut it above the shoulder. You don't want to cut below that, because what's going to happen is your cigar will unravel, and you don't want that.
Nope, don't want that.
You don't want that at all.
And to make it even easier, when I was learning, if it's a good cigar, you'll just see the cap right on top. If it's someone who rolled the cigar properly or well, you'll see the cap right on top. All you got to do is just take it.
Yeah.
You don't got to chop it off. You don't got to do anything crazy. Yeah. It's a little bit.
Like, you'll notice when it's rounded, right, you want to cut above the round. You know how you have the top of the cigar and it rounds and then it goes flat to the side? You don't want to cut on that side. Ooh. Cut above the round.
Don't do that.
Trust me.
Don't do that.
So, do's, cut above the shoulder. Don't cut below the shoulder.
Don't chop the whole thing off.
Don't chop the fucking bitch off, all right?
If you got no cutter, it's okay to bite it off every once in a while.
Yeah, you can pull the cap if it's got a little pigtail on some of them.
Come on, just act like a little savage.
Savage, bro. Don't do this. I've seen this before. Somebody had a long, like a Churchill. I was like, oh, I'm going to cut this in half and smoke half of it now, half of it later. No. Don't fucking do that. Okay?
Don't do that. Really? Someone did that?
Yeah, I've heard of that, and it's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
So, and if you got no cutter and you just have a cigar, just by any means, get a knife, use your teeth, whatever.
Do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Why you talk about lighting a cigar, man? That's the next step. So after you cut the cigar, you got to light it. So,
lighting is the second crucial part. You don't want to hold it too close. You want to hold it about an inch or two away. You don't need the flame right into the cigar. And just let the flame do the work. Just light up the flame and just roll the cigar. Rolling the cigar is very important.
Yeah, rotate it. Yeah.
Rotate that bad boy. Make sure you get a nice even burn like this bad boy. And then that's all it is. If you're using a torch, hold it yay high, yay far. And just let it roast. Let it toast.
Yeah, the best thing is to be patient with it. Be patient. I see a lot of times like guys just put it right in their mouth and they try to go right for it. Just be patient with it. What you want to do is you don't want to burn the tobacco. You want to smoke the tobacco.
You want to toast it first. That's the first.
Yeah, toast it. So toasting it would be, you get the foot of your cigar, right? Talk about the head and the foot. You want to lightly char them. You'll notice, you'll see that the discoloration will turn a little bit black.
Yeah.
You don't want to freaking burn the whole thing. You want to just lightly toast it. When it's all toasted, you should be able to draw a little bit on it before you finish lighting it.
You want to make sure the whole cigar is inflamed, is red, is orange, is lit. Whatever you want to,
exactly.
And that's one of the biggest parts, is making sure the cigar is toasted.
Yeah, I mean, you won't, if you stick it all the way in there, you won't completely destroy the cigar. You're just gonna ruin the first like third of it.
Yeah, I can taste everything in the tobacco.
Yeah, it's just gonna taste like burnt wood. It's gonna taste foul.
Yeah, and I like long matches. So if you're using a long match. What I recommend is, you have a match, don't inhale the cigar right away with the, what is it, sulfuric acid right at the tip?
Oh, yeah. With the match head.
What'd you do down there?
No, I had a little flake that like flew off, and it was an ember. And I was hoping that it wasn't going to land on and burn my suit. Because that's happening before. I burnt the hole in my pants, and I'm hoping I didn't burn a hole in the suit. I don't think I did. Well, I'd be fucking pissed.
Let's hope so. I'd
be fucking pissed. No, it happened to me once. Rookie moved. It was like a half rookie move, because the ash didn't fall, but like a little thing fell off, and it fell and landed, but it was still red hot. Burnt the hole right up to my fucking leg.
Oh man, rookie move, bro.
Almost burnt my...
Rookie move,
almost
bro.
Burnt the boys off.
But what was I saying? So when the match, don't inhale right off the match with the sulfuric acid.
Right, let it burn.
Let the match burn to the wood, and then you can inhale. If you want to toast it with the match, no problem. Just let that bad boy rotate and burn. But when you put the cigar up to your mouth and you have the match... Make sure the flame is on the wood and not sulfuric acid, because then you're breathing all that nasty toxins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're going to be feeling bad. So rotate, toast, and if you're using a torch, I like to recommend a single torch.
Yes.
You can get a lot of precision. You can get it going. That's easy.
Like one of these bad. Like you've seen us using this a lot. You probably can't see it, but single torch.
I think you need some butane in that bad boy.
No, I went.
But there's nothing wrong with a quad torch or anything, but sometimes it gets overpowering. It could burn the cigar a little bit.
I've had doubles. Doubles are nice.
Doubles are good too.
Yeah. So after you cut it, after you light it, how to smoke the cigar. I've seen a lot of people that the end of their cigar is completely soaked, because they're basically sucking on the cigar. And they're putting way too much mouth on the cigar. You don't need to put all that stuff on. You just want to, what would you say, be gentle with it, right? Don't be too aggressive. Don't be too aggressive with it. You don't need to go like...
What's the saying? A good cigar smoker is like a good lover.
Mm-hmm.
Take time with the cigar.
Take time with the cigar.
You don't got to hock this bad boy down. It's just like, you know, it's like you're kissing. It's like a first date kiss, right? You're saying goodbye.
That's a great way to do it. Smoke the cigar like you're kissing somebody for the first time. Okay? You don't need to slobber.
Not like you're trying to get busy. Just like a nice gentleman kiss.
You don't need to slobber all
kiss.
Over it. Okay? Be gentle. Show it the respect it deserves.
You got to be clear on that because the first time could be, you know, you're getting down to the dirty work. It's a first kiss when you're saying goodbye. She's at the door and you know what to do. Back and forth. You just give her a little, all right, tonight was fun.
Exactly.
Now, if you're slobbering it, that's a different story. You get the idea.
Okay? Don't slobber it like you're fucking bulldog. You all right?
Kiss it. Keep it short and simple.
Exactly.
Kidding me?
I like the thing that you said, though, with patience. Okay? Another thing is be patient with the cigar. Okay? Some people... They draw on it nonstop. And you don't have time to appreciate the flavors. And next thing you know, you smoke a cigar. It should have lasted an hour and a half. And you smoked it in 30 minutes. There's just no possible way you get all the flavors. Yeah, just take your time with a cigar, all right? Be patient with it. Patience is a virtue. So that's another tip. But
watch.
I like that watch, though, man.
It's the freaking band. The thing keeps falling down. It keeps sticking out. It's annoying.
It's all right. Talk about cutting, talk about lighting, talk about smoking. Now, when it's time to ash, what should and shouldn't you do? Why don't you tell them, Eric?
You know, when you're ready to put the cigar out, let's take it back. When you're ashing a cigar like this, the bad boy is going to fall on itself. I don't want you dragging it across the ashtray like it's an airplane landing on the tarmac.
You see the ones where they kind of roll it like this just to get the ash off?
Yeah,
don't do that.
Or someone just breaks it off just because they want to break it.
Don't do that. It'll fall on its own.
It's a work of art. Let it fall.
I know. Stack those dimes, man.
Stack those dimes.
I look at it like this. If you get a long ash and you don't want to rookie move yourself.
A little tap.
Just tap it. And if it falls, it was meant to fall. If it doesn't, it's strong enough. It'll hold. Keep smoking a little bit. Just be wary about it. Because I see people that have really long ashes.
You don't got to talk anymore. You just got to say in the word of Chubbs. Just tap it in.
Give it a little tap.
Tap-a-roo. R.I.P. to Chubbs.
R.I.P. Chubbs, bro.
That's all you got to do. You don't got to explain. Just listen to the word of Chubbs. Just tap it. Can't wait to put that movie clip in. Boom.
Clip in.
But that's all you got to do. Just tap it. And if you feel like it's going to fall, it's probably going to fall. So just give it a little tap-a-roony.
Yes. And you can see because sometimes it'll lean. Leans to the left. Leans to the right.
Lean with it and you rock with it.
Right? Yeah. If it's leaning a little bit, might want to let it go.
And then when you're done with the cigar, it's done its service, all right?
Yes.
Just let it lie. Don't act like a cigarette and just damp that bad boy in.
Don't crush it. Don't smash the foot.
You're done? Okay.
No need to Hulk smash it. You just let it go out on its own. And why don't you smash it?
I mean, first of all, it's not made to be smashed. It's a piece of art. You wouldn't take a Vincent Van Gogh painting and throw it against the wall,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But sometimes, I guess cigars can release some kind of a unwanted odor, if you will.
Yeah.
And you don't want nothing smelling bad. Cigars smell good as it is. You don't want to ruin that aroma.
Yeah, don't crush it. Let it go out. It'll go out fine. It'll go out within 5-10 minutes. If you're not smoking, it'll go out.
I mean, you realize when you're talking to someone for 10 minutes and not smoking a cigar, it goes out.
Yeah, just... another thing, too. Relighting it. The cigar does go out on you because you were talking, whatever, you weren't smoking it. You can relight it. All you have to do is tap the ash, the excess ash, right?
Follow saw.
See? Just like that. You would tap it, get the excess ash, and then you could relight it the same way you would light it in the beginning. It'll take you less time because you don't have to toast it because it's already toasted. Just light it back up. Again, 1 to 2 inches away and continue enjoying a cigar.
Ain't no shame in the game, baby. Just relight it. That's all you gotta do. So, and if anyone says that you're not supposed to relight a cigar, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yes, you can.
I relit a cigar
plenty of times. Now, granted, You can't light a cigar the next morning.
No.
Okay? You can't put it out and be like, oh, I'm going to light it up. I'm going to smoke that tomorrow morning. No.
I mean, you could.
It's not. It's going to taste like,
but that means,
like shit.
Yeah.
It's if it goes out, right, 5, 10, 15 minutes or something, you could probably, like, let's say something happens. You got to put the cigar down. You have to take a phone call. You got to take care of your children or take care of whatever you got to do.
Take care of business.
Take care of business. You can come back and relight it, but not 3 hours later going to relight it. The cigar's been completely out.
And again, free country, do what you want, but just know it's not going to be the
just
same.
Just telling you what's going to happen.
It's not going to be the same.
It ain't going to be the same.
Do yourself a favor and get a brand new stick and enjoy those flavors.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now. Come on now.
Come on. Come on now.
So.
Okay.
What else?
Well, we talked about cutting, we talked about lighting, talked about smoking, talked about ashing, talked about relighting. How about when some of the etiquette that takes place in the lounge? Right? Like, first thing I can think of is when you walk into a lounge, okay, don't bring your own cigars, but be mindful that you're using the facility. Support the local lounge. If you're going to smoke your own cigar, if you're going to bring your own, buy one of theirs, keep it so you can bring it home with you, and then smoke your own. But don't just bring your cigars into the lounge, smoke your own, not pay for anything in there, and then leave.
Support the local economy.
Exactly.
I mean,
you've done that. You do that all the time.
I do it all the time. I bring cigars from my own home, my own humidor, but then I buy a cigar.
Yeah, and then you buy one.
I buy one every single time.
And then maybe next time you come in, you bring that one and buy another one.
It's just a revolving door. It's just
the
way it works.
You have to support them.
And, you know, it's kind of like, don't be a dirtbag.
Right.
You know.
I've seen some times where you'll be at an event. Like, I've gone to plenty of events, and they have deals where you'll buy 15, 20 cigars, mm-hmm. and you put them in your locker. And then when you come tomorrow, you pull one out of your locker, and you smoke it. That's okay. You bought the cigars there. Mm-hmm. You put them in your locker. You can smoke them. But don't Absolutely. Be bringing, like, don't be using their facilities, using their, sitting there, watching TV,
don't
right,
be eating
lounging.
All the free food and getting
out. Yeah, don't be a moocher.
Don't be a dirtbag.
Don't be a dirtbag.
Don't be a dirtbag.
That should be, like, the golden rule. Just don't be an asshole.
Don't be a scumbag.
Treat others the way you want to be. If you owned a cigar lounge, would you want people coming in and not paying for anything and just sitting there smoking their own cigar and leave?
It's easy as that. It's easy as that.
Right? Treat others the way you want to be treated. Simple as that. And another thing, when you're smoking a cigar, don't bring the cigar into the humidor while it's lit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? It may be lit outside the humidor, but it ain't lit in the humidor.
It's not lit.
It's not lit.
It's not lit in the humidor.
It's not lit in the humidor.
And that's, yeah.
Never... I've seen that once or twice, and that's, yeah, don't do that.
You see the owner like the world's coming to an end. No, don't do it. And we harped on it a couple of episodes ago, but don't be the guy or the girl that smokes a cigarette in the cigar lounge, even if they allow it. Just Mm-mm. don't do it.
Just There's a time and place for everything. Cigar lounges are named cigar lounges for a reason. Smoke cigars there. Again, if you smoke cigarettes.
Free country.
Free
do
country.
What you want.
You can smoke cigarettes. Just don't do it in the cigar lounge.
You might be judged. You might be judged if you do it.
Just saying.
We don't want you to be judged, and we don't want you to be called out. So just listen to the burn down. Listen to Justin. Listen to Eric. Take a word of advice
from
a couple of good, smart guys.
We're looking out for you.
Come on now.
Yeah. A couple good-looking, smart fellas.
You kidding me?
Listen, a couple fart smellers. A
couple fart smellers.
Another thing.
You keep rattling them off.
I know. I mean.
I like it.
Well, how about this? Okay. When you're smoking a cigar, okay, and you see somebody else smoking some cigar, and hey, what are you smoking? They tell you what they're smoking. And people say, oh, that cigar sucks.
Oh, yeah. Don't put.
Don't do that.
No. Don't put the other person's cigar down. Everyone's different.
Everybody's got a different palate.
Everyone has a different taste. Some might be beginners. Some might be veterans. Some might be in the middle. But. That cigar that you think sucks might be the best cigar they have.
Yeah.
So just, they're there to enjoy it. They're there to relax.
To each his own, man. Everybody's palate's different. What you might not like, they might like. It's the same thing with food, right? you might like a certain food, like let's say fish. You might love fish. Some people might hate fish.
The same thing if with they're movies. Eating fish,
don't be like, you can't do it with movies. Gross.
Can't do it with movies. When someone says you're hyped about a movie, they say, "Ugh, that movie sucks." I don't know, man. I gotta go see it for myself to determine if it sucks or not. So your opinion only matters so much,
right?
Yeah, but there's no point of telling unless the person says. Who's smoking and says, "Yo, this cigar sucks." And then you can hop on the bad wagon and be like, "Yeah, this cigar sucks, bro. Fuck this cigar." But other than that, just keep it to yourself. If you don't agree with the cigar, maybe recommend another cigar. Maybe another.
Or how about this? Here's something you can do. If you ask them the cigar, what cigar it is, and let's say they tell you the name, and it's a cigar that you don't like, you ask them, what do you think of that cigar? See what their opinion is. They might say like, "Hey, you know, it's all right.
What do you like about it?
Do you ask their opinion, right? And that starts up a conversation. Oh, you like the cigar? Do you like other Nicaraguans? Do you like other?" That starts up a conversation, and then you have what's going on here. This is the whole point of the podcast.
That you guys have these beautiful
conversations.
And you go away together. You go on vacation. You do things together. Yeah. From a cigar that you guys smoke.
Exactly.
So,
last thing. I got one last thing.
What is it? What we got?
So, and I'm sure you've probably seen this.
Oh, God, I'm ready. Here we go. Give it to me.
Most cigar lounges will have a public cutter, public lighter.
Don't put your dirty, disgusting, smelly, raunchy, bad breath. Gingivitis, nasty ass mouth on the freaking cigar and use a public cutter.
Nope.
Don't do it.
Nope.
Seen someone do that and I said, nah.
Not up in here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. That's what I said.
Not up in here.
I asked some random chair, said, "Can I use your cutter, please?" Yeah, no problem. Don't do it. And also, when you go in the humidor too, and don't smell every cigar and put all the cigars up to your nose. People put their mouths on it. They don't want your nasty, stinking nose on the cigar, just like they don't want the nasty mouth on the cigar.
Yeah, do not lick the cigar before you cut it if you're using a public cutter. If you ask to use my cutter and you lick the cigar before you cut it, just keep the cutter. I don't want it back.
Just keep it.
I have plenty more cutters. I don't want that nasty shit back. It's just proper etiquette, right? Just think about
it. It's not even proper etiquette, man. It's just...
common sense.
Come on. Yeah. It's like you make a steak. You want someone licking the steaks before you put on the barbecue? Nah.
Nope.
Just don't. That's a hashtag rookie move. Bruh.
That was good.
I like that. Give me that shit. Give me pound it. There we go. Your boy.
What's up?
So, I'm a little excited today, if you guys couldn't tell.
I love it. I love
feeling,
the excitement.
Feeling good. Feeling
why,
good.
Dude, why wouldn't you be excited, man?
Shooting an episode, drinking some whiskey, smoking a cigar, hanging out with a good guy. Beautiful day out. Come on. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom. Bro, by the way, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Nicky Boy. Thank you. Mr. Bourbon 007. He actually wrote us a kind note, and keep a lookout for Bourbon 007 because he says that he's starting his own show now, and it's involving cigars, whiskey, food. So, and I believe he's from DC. So
starting his own show.
Yeah. His note was saying, "Hey, thanks. You know, thanks for starting this up and inspired me to continue doing my things I want to do on Instagram. I'm starting up a show." And then I
remember that. Yeah.
I think his account just followed me. And he's doing something with food, whiskey, cigars. So should be interesting. So I'm looking forward to it. So best of luck, buddy.
Yeah. God bless.
All right. Absolutely.
I think that's all the tips, do's and don'ts that we have, or the ones that we've written down. Can you think of anything else? Any more?
Let's see.
I mean, if anybody has, please leave a comment. Let us know do's and don'ts. Like we said before, you're free country. It's free country. You bought the cigar. You can do whatever the hell you want with it. But just giving you some advice.
Yeah.
In our experience, the do's and don'ts. Just some proper etiquette. Again, it's common sense. For some of these other ones, you may not know if you're a newbie.
And don't get discouraged if someone says, "You smoke a Romeo and Juliet or whatever, kind of cigar you're smoking." Just enjoy the cigar, man.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to. If you are a newbie, don't be intimidated by cigar lounges. Go in there. Everybody was a beginner at one point in their life. Just go in there, and if you're not sure what to smoke, ask him.
Just own it.
Ask the guy. And if he says, what do you normally smoke? Just tell him, hey, listen, I'm a newbie smoker. I haven't really smoked. I'm trying to get, I want to get into this, into smoking cigars. I've seen a lot of people do it. Just ask him, what do you recommend for my first smoke?
That's what they do. That's what they love to do. They love to inform
people. Yeah,
they love
that stuff.
So, just got to, and even if you're not that confident, just fake it till you make it. Just go in there and pick a cigar and just hope for the best.
Sometimes I wanted, I've always wanted to do it. Just do a kind of a Russian roulette of cigars.
I mean, I did it. When I first started, I had no idea, and I was too proud to ask. Hey, I'm a newbie. I went in there, just picked a cigar, and went, oh, God.
Is it good?
Yeah, really good. Really good cigar.
So ain't no shame in the game. Just do it.
We should do that once. We just put blindfolds on, walk into the humidor, spin around a couple times, reach out, pick one, smoke.
We have to go to a different humidor, a different
cigar. Yeah, because I know everything.
Because you know everything as a matador. So,
but anyway, listen, that's going to be the end of this episode. All the do's and don'ts, proper etiquette of smoking a cigar, what to do in the cigar lounges. We appreciate all the support, appreciate all the gifts that we've gotten from all of our friends, Nick, Jeffrey, and Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you to all the listeners, all the watchers, all of our followers on Instagram. We appreciate all you guys. We love doing this stuff. We hope you guys like and enjoy watching this and listening to this.
We certainly do.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more to come.
It's been a lot of fun.
So with that, we're going to pour one more little glass. We're going to send it off. Enjoy the rest of our smokes. And
I think I have to pour a little bit more whiskey into my cup to do the send-off.
That's what I'm saying. Let's pour a little bit more.
Because I don't need any more bad luck.
Exactly.
Here's to looking at you, kid.
Here's to looking at you, kid. Salud.
Salud, everybody. Thank you.